I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, it's almost Halloween, and some of the big events are happening this weekend. Some on Friday have a spooky outdoor setting.
Yeah, for Cape Week, we have a list of more than 30 Halloween events happening from Friday through the holiday, both indoors and out. And those include the ones on Friday that take kids of all ages to see creatures of the night at various outdoor places. At Mass Audubon's Long Pasture Wildlife Sanctuary in Cumaquid, there's the Enchanted Forest, with guided walks from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Then at Mass Audubon's Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, it's the Haunted Forest that's going to include tours every 15 minutes along a candlelit wooded trail from 5:15 to 7:30. Both of those are recommended for ages 3 and up and welcome costumed visitors. Then there's the Spooky Stroll at Dorothy Connors Bell Conservation Land in Dennis with a guided walk from 5:30 to 6:30 on Friday.
Local museums are getting into the holiday spirit with a variety of events Friday and Saturday.
Heritage Museums and Gardens is opening from 5 to 8:30 Friday and Saturday for the Sandwich Halloween Festival, and that's organized with the STEM Academy Sandwich High School Parent Teacher Student Association. That's a family festival, and costumes are encouraged, and it's going to include a Halloween dance party, fireside entertainment, carnival games, and a scavenger hunt. Then on Saturday, over at the Cape Cod Children's Museum in Mashpee, they're going to have the Big Museum Bash from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're going to have princess visits, crafts, photos, stories, and what they're calling creepy crawlies. And the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History is working together with the Brewster Chamber of Commerce to create from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday a green Halloween. And that's going to include an ice cream popmobile, a maze, a pirate ship, activity stations with crafts, plus games and treats.
Falmouth's Museums on the Green will give spooky experiences a historical spin on Saturday.
This is going to be the 11th year for the museum's A Visit from the Night Watchman, which is a show recommended for ages 6 and up, and it's going to happen from 6 to 9 on Saturday night with a rain date of Sunday. Visitors can take a 20-minute tour through the 1790 Dr. Francis Wick's house with their escort, the Night Watchman, who's going to take them to see eerie characters played by local actors and see some mildly macabre scenes that are based on real-life historical figures and actual happenings in Falmouth. Barbara Sillery, who is the author of The Haunting of Cape Cod and the Islands, is going to tell stories during short waits between tours, and there's going to be cider, donuts, and some background information on the real stories over at the Cultural Center.
And on Sunday, runners can show off their Halloween costumes at two events.
The Dennis Police are going to be hosting the annual Halloween Hustle 5K race on Sunday, and that's going to have an 11 a.m. start and then a finish at Mayflower Beach. There's going to be a costumed after party with a 12:30 p.m. parade at Chapin's Restaurant nearby, and costume prizes are going to be given out for the most original, the scariest, and appropriately for the police, the best crime fighter. Then down in East Ham, the Nauset Halloween 5K Fun Run Walk is going to be held from 9 to 10:30 a.m. on Sunday at Nauset Regional High School. All ages are welcome, and there will be prizes awarded, and proceeds help to fund activities for the class of 2021.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.